Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, welcome to Investing Simplified on this Thanksgiving weekend. We hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving and got your fill of turkey or prime rib or whatever you were eating for the day. In studio with me is Kevin Steggy with the Baker Colson CPA firm.
Hello, Chuck.
Did you get enough pumpkin pie and apple pie or whatever?
Yes, the volume did increase over standard intake rates.
Boy, I got to tell you, it seems like every year somebody comes up with a new pie or something they made, and you got to eat it. You got to try it.
That's right. For us, it was lemon cheesecake. Homemade
Ooh.
Lemon cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well,
my brother made that.
Well, we had somebody send us a cheesecake made of Bailey's.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was very good.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Yeah.
And my granddaughter made her very first French apple crisp type pie, and oh my God, it was good.
Hey.
It was good. Hey, speaking about good, I don't do this all the time, but you know, if you watch a good movie, you know, you refer somebody, you know, and hopefully if we do good work, our clients refer, you know, clients to us. But I got to tell you, I watched, we had our great grandson over, and so we watched the Christmas Chronicles on Netflix with Kurt Russell. And I got to tell you, folks, it is going to be a Christmas classic movie. It was one of the best Christmas shows I have ever seen, and really a great show about Santa Claus. And Kurt Russell plays a different kind of Santa Claus. And in fact, in the movie, he sings an Elvis Presley song. And I'm telling you, he knocks it out of the park. He actually, because I went and looked it up afterwards to see if he was lip singing it or if he sang it, and he actually sang it. And I got to tell you, I don't want to give away a plot, but Santa Claus is in jail. So, you know, leave it to Kurt Russell, right? You know, I mean, he's been in some really wacky movies. But I got to tell you, if you want to see a fun movie, it's on Netflix, and I think it's going to be at the theaters. I don't know, but Netflix produced it, and it's called The Christmas Chronicles. And I got to tell you, it's a really good Christmas show, and it's a different twist on Christmas that you know. But it keeps the flavor of Christmas too.
Okay,
and it was a really good show. A lot of good singing and a lot of good music in it too. If you like Christmas songs, and there was several in there by Elvis Presley. So it is worth the time. It was one of the best, I would say, probably one of the top one or two best Christmas movies I've ever seen.
Very good.
So, yeah. And if you watch it, call me and tell me what you think of it. Or if you watched it, it was only on the 24th. You had to watch it, and it was free for Netflix users, but I don't know about the other. Well, listen, I'm going to get right into the market because you just heard the news break before the show where the president was talking about the feds. And one of the things that we got to be really careful about and is causing a little bit of decline in the market is the Fed's raising the rates maybe a little faster than they should be. The problem is we've got a situation where you want to keep the government and the Fed separate. You want to have them not influenced. But it seems kind of strange that when one party's in office, they put the rates at zero and they never raise them. And then another party goes into office and all of a sudden they start jacking the rates up quicker, really, than they should. And so I think the Fed has a little bit of accountability here on the economy, and they need to maybe slow the track down a little bit. And look, folks, one of the problems we have in this country, and I've been saying it on the air for years and years and years, and I'll keep saying it until we do something about it. It's called the national debt. The national debt, as of 7:08 last evening, was $21.781 trillion. It's not going down. The last presidential term doubled the national debt in 8 years. Went from 10 to 20 trillion in debt. Now, in Trump's almost 2 years, he's up about 10%. He slowed down the rate. And this is something I don't hear on any of the news stations. None of the news people want to talk about this. But he has slowed down the rate. And the reason he slowed down the rate is we got more people working, more people paying taxes. Even though we got a tax reduction, more people are working, less people are on government welfare and our government programs. That's got to help the economy. But I'm going to kind of give you a quick preview of the year here. So far, as of 11/23, the S&P closed at 2,632. So the S&P for the year-to-date is down 1.27. The Dow Jones closed at 24,285.95. The Dow Jones is down 1.75 for the year-to-date. But let's take a look at, I got to say this. If you're investing in the markets long-term, the long-term numbers we're going to have over the next 5 to 10 years are probably going to be very similar to what we've had since the turn of the century. The 80 years before that, we really had a great market. We had an S&P that did over 10. We had a Dow Jones that did about 8.5% to 9%. And I'm talking about over an 80-year period. We've had some really good run-ups. But since the turn of the century, that has not been the case. And I know probably if you listen to our show a lot, you probably think, hey, this is a broken record. I talk about it all the time. The reason I do is nobody else is. Nobody else is informing you of facts. They're telling you about what they want it to do or what they would like to have it do, but they're not telling you what it actually is doing. And if you're an investor and you don't know what the markets are actually doing, then you're just investing blindly. Got to tell you, my voice is about gone.
Too much.
Baby. Too much cheering yesterday for the Huskies baby. When they whipped the Cougars. But I got to say, I thought it was a great game. Huskies won the Pac-12 North and will replay Utah, who they beat earlier in the season. So hopefully it'll be the Huskies winning the Pac-12 championship.
Yes, Chuck, thank you for
that. And for all you duck quackers out there, you'll have to wait another year to challenge the Huskies for it. I know you beat the Huskies this year, but unfortunately you lost to too many other teams.
Yes, Chuck, thank you for that.
So I just thought I would add that. it's kind of fun to say because before this last couple of years, it was the other way around. The Huskies were hoping to go to a bowl game, and the Ducks were playing for the national title game, So what goes around comes around.
Anyway, back to the markets.
Spoken like a true duck. Anyway, and it is raining a lot out there,
Yeah.
It is duck weather.
Yes.
Well, listen, here's the statistic you got to know. The S&P 500, if you go back to 12/31/99, the S&P since 12/31/99 is up 4.44% per year. That's for 17 years, 10 3/4 of a month. Now, if we take a look at the Dow Jones, the Dow Jones is 1231.99, closed at 11,497.12. So it's up 6.22% per year. It's doing 50% better than the S&P. So if the market's going to remain like this, you really might want to think about being a little more conservative in your portfolio pick. Maybe pick a little more bigger companies, go a little more Dow Jones because they've outproduced the S&P by 50%. You might want to think about investing in the Dow instead of the S&P. I mean, after all, over the last 18 years, now think about that. Well, 17 years, 11 months. Over that time, one index has outperformed the other index by 50%. Might that not be a way to invest a little bit more conservatively? And here's the real quicker. The NASDAQ, which is the high tech, and we all think we're in a tech world. We are. But the problem is the tech companies got so big, now they're in the Dow. And they're out of the smaller indexes. And here's the thing. The NASDAQ, over 17 years and 10 3/4 months, is up 3.94% per year. It's the worst of the three. I've been telling you we're in an upside-down economy. Historically, the long-term small companies should have the higher returns. More risk, more reward. That hasn't been the case since the turn of the century. Now, I got to tell you, if you're a long-term investor, you do have to diversify your portfolio, and you do have to take a good look at that. But you got to understand, the old heydays of the stock market are not what they used to be. And that is because we're now a world economy. We're no longer an American economy. Up until about 1999, American stock companies predominantly made money in America. Now they're predominantly making money in the rest of the world, and rightfully so, because we only represent about 4% of the world's population, although we, innovative-wise, we probably produce 92% of the innovation, but yet we only represent 4% of the world's population. That could have something to do with the thing called capitalism, because people who innovate can actually become almost instant multimillionaires, sometimes billionaires in America. And you don't hear about that in other countries. I mean, can anybody out there tell me one person they know of in another country that has developed something and became a billionaire virtually overnight, like the Facebook people? I mean, only in America, right? It happens in America because we have freedom. We have the right to innovate. We have the right to fail. And we have the right to succeed. Hopefully more succeed than fail. So I'm going to come back a little bit later and tell you a little bit more about what I'm really thinking about. But for this Thanksgiving show, we're going to say we hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I want you to drive safe out there. And please, I was out driving yesterday, and I got to tell you, half the cars signal when they turn. So please think about the fellow drivers on the road. Be courteous driving. Don't cut people off. Don't tell people they're number one. Be really nice out there driving. Think about your fellow man and woman. Drive courteously. Always signal before you turn, especially in front of somebody. And be nice driving the car. Just because we get behind a car doesn't mean we got to take our aggression out on other people. Enjoy life, because you know what? You get one shot at it. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified. Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Colson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. You can call Kevin, 503-417-9595, or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and we're going to talk a little bit today about some of the technological changes or issues the IRS is addressing or is having that affects us all, and particularly around the topic of tax return transcripts or obtaining your tax returns. Many times, we'll have people say, hey, I moved, I've lost my boxes of taxes. How do I get copies of it for getting a refinance? You know, you need a refi, they need copies of your tax returns and stuff, and you don't have your copies. Well, hopefully if you've used a tax preparer, they've got PDF copies or electronic copies, they can send you one. But obtaining your copies from the IRS has become a bit of a challenge. And getting an actual hard copy of your actual tax return takes some time. They have other products called like a tax return transcript, and that's basically a summary of all your tax information that you filed for that particular year. It's not laid out in any manner like a tax return, but it has all the information. Typically, refi companies aren't going to accept that. They want a copy of the tax return. But things are a changing, and we're moving into an electronic real time world, and some of the changes the IRS is making is they are looking at you're only going to be able to get your tax return transcripts and your tax returns electronically. Eventually, they're not going to be sending hard copies out. There's been so much fraud. And you've seen it in the news and even on their app where they provide this electronically. They had holes in their security for their app where, in fact, when it first came out, I loaded the app on my phone. From start to finish, I loaded the app on my phone, and within 10 minutes, I had a copy of my tax return transcript on its way. And it was pretty quick, which is the convenience is great, but if you don't have the right security protocols, it's a heyday for.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. So there is a current warning out there right now from the IRS about a tax transcript scam where people are receiving emails and they're really looking like official emails from the IRS, all the right headers and all the stuff, even good verbiage on it. But those are the links you don't want to click on. Those are the attachments you don't want to click on. So if you haven't been corresponding with the IRS directly with an agent, you don't want to open those things. Tax professionals are different. We do have, if you have gone through a rigorous setup protocol and identity verification process, tax professionals, we do have a direct line into Fort Knox to obtain a number of products. It's a separate service called e-services with the IRS, and it's pretty rigorous. Passwords, two, three-step authentication, that type of a thing, passwords that are changing frequently and stuff. So it's I use it quite often, and it's a lifesaver for me, really saves a lot of time. But it looks like for the general taxpayer out there, things are going to be moving toward, kind of gone are the days when you might be getting things in hard copy. You might have to do it electronically, because they can really focus on security on one method. If you're looking at having to provide security over two completely different methods, you've just doubled your administration. And, we're going to a paperless world. We're going to an electronic world. So it's probably good that they're really focusing on that. Steps that they've taken, they have a three-phase plan. The first step is they're, first of all, to fight the theft and the scams that are going on with your information, is they're redacting Social Security numbers all the time now on most correspondence, or just having the last four digits, except for direct audit correspondence. But so that's probably a good thing. They're ending the faxing of transcripts and taxpayer information to taxpayers and to their tax preparers. So that's the phase two. And then phase three, they will only be mailing transcripts to the taxpayers' addresses of records. So that's, you'll still get some paper copies, but anyway, it's things are a changing, and probably it's probably good that they are.
Kevin, speaking about that, just for our listeners out there, if you get an email from the IRS, it's not from the IRS. If the IRS wants to contact you, they're going to send you a registered letter. They're not going to call you. They're not going to email you. They're going to send you a registered letter. And so many people, I even know somebody who is, in their early 40s who got scammed thinking they were getting a call from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, God, come on. I mean, how do you fall for that? But if you haven't paid your taxes in years and you're negotiating with the IRS and you get this call out of the blue and you think it's the IRS that's going to settle with you right now, because you hear all these ads on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and you think they're going to settle with you, you're going to get snookered right down the primrose path and you're going to lose your money.
Yeah, yeah. They typically won't do registered mail until further down the line on some enforcement type issues. So you can get good mail that's not registered from the IRS, but it's always good probably to have a second person take a look at that and make sure that it's a legit issue that you should be responding to. And typically they look really good. Typically what they're asking for is going to tip you off. If they want $2,000 in iTunes gift cards, just
probably
say no.
Not legit.
Just say no. Yes.
Yeah.
But if they're asking, one we do get often is that, especially from Oregon Department of Revenue, is they want proof of your withholdings. And it's kind of odd in this electronic day that they want paper copies of your withholdings, which usually is your W-2, which has your taxpayer information on it. But that's what they've been doing lately. So, and whether it's they're just trying to delay paying out refunds for a while, and just they have this thing called a suspense account where they just that's not the right term, that's a accounting deal, but it's a suspense program where they are just kind of sitting on your tax return before they process it, ask for additional information, and you send it, and then it goes through. That's happening quite a lot lately, and I don't know if that's just identity verification, true withholding information, but Oregon's got withholding information through the Department of Employment Department. So yeah, anyway, hopefully they can figure out what that issue is and save us all a bunch of time on that. So, but Chuck, back to your earlier comments, the game really is changing a lot. And I know we've talked about this before, but in the stock market, you've said that, and you said today, the old days of how things were done and how the stock market is changing. Things are changing and how we process tax returns, how we do accounting. It's, transactions are becoming automatic, whereas it used to be bookkeeping and hand ledgers and that sort of thing, summarize them, move into a tax return stuff. Well, now, you've got QuickBooks Online that direct connects to your bank account. When a transaction goes through your bank account, it automatically downloads it into your QuickBooks Online bookkeeping and classifies it based on the rules you've set up. Gone are the days of manual data entry for, accounting. And then we can go directly from QuickBooks right into our tax program. Once we do a final balance sheet and a profit loss for our businesses, we can go import that directly into a tax program. We tend to have other controls where we don't like to just do that carte blanche with all our clients. Doesn't always put it in the right spot. So things you've got to change with the times. Our cars are going to start driving themselves. no hands on the wheels. Some of my buddies over at Intel, just chatting with them, that Intel is getting behind this mobile computing, Internet of Things, all of that type of stuff. So it's, I got to say, probably this generation is going to see the industrial age sure change things over the last 100 years, but these next 25 years could change the face of the world on how we live life and stuff, more than any time in the history of the world. So I think stock market's in the same boat.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some innovation that is going to totally, blow all of our minds of what really is the capability of we're able to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's exciting myself. I think it's kind of cool. And from a guy who remembers when colored TVs came out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and even like the Chinese have just come up with a take on nuclear fusion that could pretty much provide limitless energy if that actually comes through. And, there's always been talk of that, but eventually somebody's going to break through on that.
Or cold fusion or what?
Cold fusion was proven to have failed, but it's something. Yeah. It's basically something similar. Yeah.
So they're going to be able to perpetually produce energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without burning anything.
Well, yeah, without and creating the
any fuel,
the waste. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we all hope that could happen. I mean, it's
exactly. I mean, revolutionized a lot of things.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we'd totally stop environmentalist concerns about energy would be gone.
Yeah. So my whole point of bringing this up, Chuck, is how things are changing, and particularly with the stock market. I read an interesting article, and it kind of got me thinking. This one guy made the comment that the stock market is a zero-sum game. In other words, when the last stocks, if they ever get sold, somebody had to go up $100 and somebody had to go down $100. Nothing is created in the stock market. And so if you're going up, somebody somewhere is going down. And obviously the game is, it keeps building. And as long as there's growth, everybody's happy. The first people to get in, they sell 50 years later, and the market's up, and the people who are buying when they were selling 50 years later, hopefully the market's gone up, and yep, so on and so forth. But boy, with all of the computer programs, algorithms, and the way the big boys play the game, it's a dog eat dog world out there. So I think you really need to be careful.
Yeah, well, one of our listeners just texted a messenger that says, "Just a quick tip to prevent an IRS scam: if the IRS calls, match the phone number up with a number on the IRS government website." Never heard that before, but that's a great, thanks, Jason. That's a good tip.
Yeah, that could work. I do know very, very specifically they are able to alter the caller IDs to make it look like whatever they want. So they do. Yeah, that's okay. Pretty easy to manipulate. And so, in fact, that's one of the scams that's been out there is they'll call up and say that they are enforcement, and it'll look like IRS enforcement on your ID.
So. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the Knowledge Trust. And I'm going to talk to you about retirement planning and retirement implementation. which they are two different things. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group, wealth management.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We're located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that tax question answered. Call Chuck or Kevin now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Chuck Price and Kevin Stege.
Well, welcome back to Investing Simplified. And, just so you know, if you want to call in and ask a question, we're here to answer questions. And rather than hearing us jibber-jabber the whole hour, pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or toll-free 877-733-1011. And I'm going to talk about financial shows on the radio, because I hear them when I'm driving to the station or when I leave the station. There's about four or five on during the weekend, and most of them are nothing but an ad for about an hour, where they're selling what they're trying to sell you. And the thing I want to say is I hear these ads about retirement planning and retirement implementation and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, the thing you got to ask, number one, is how many people have you helped through this process, and how many have retired and continue to outlive their money? That's kind of an important thing. And when I hear people say that they have a customized report that is exclusively for you, that is one of the biggest crap lies I've ever heard in my life. Because there is no financial planner, there's no financial planning firm, including Fisher, or anybody that does these individually, because you wouldn't have enough time and you'd have to charge that guy so much money to do nothing but handle their money. You wouldn't have time to handle anybody else's money. So, folks, unless you live in fantasy land, just so you know, all these companies use model portfolios. And it's kind of funny, the guys who were saying this about, you know, no cookie cutter plan, and every time I get a client that comes in from their office, they own exactly the same thing. They own a real estate investment trust, a REIT. They own an indexed annuity with an income benefit rider. They own a mutual fund that they're taking the money from the REIT, investing back into a REIT mutual fund. I mean, look, it's the same. So now, I'm not saying it's bad, although I personally don't like REITs. I have never liked REITs. I don't like REITs. Biggest loss I've ever had personally in investing is in a real estate investment trust. I'm not a big fan of them. I can just say I went and actually visited a company who had a REIT. I got sold into it myself, and I bought it, and I lost big time. And I even went and visited the properties. I went and visited the company. You know, the thing is, when you give your money to a real estate investment trust, the managing general partner is God. They can do anything they want to do. And normally the charges on those, and very few advisors tell people this, the charge on those is usually 7 to 10%. The average is 10. So when you start out behind 10%, you got to do pretty darn well to come up and make some money. So all I say to you is look at what you're buying. Look, at the end of the day, we're all alike. We all have the same desires. We all have the same wants. We all went to school to get a better job, or you didn't go to school, but you went and got a job, and you tried to progress yourself. You tried to save money for retirement, and you tried to build a nest egg for your retirement. So we all have those same basic needs of family, love, you know, companionship, being successful. All those things are natural drives for everybody. Speaking about that, we got a caller, Kevin. This is going to be Ray's got a tax table question. Ray, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, I went and looked at the tax table for 2008, you know, for the money we earn in 2018 that we're going to file our taxes on in 19 next year, next April. And the president or everybody on the TV saying everybody gets a 3% tax rate cut for next year. And the table looks like the smallest bracket, the 10% bracket, didn't get that tax cut. And I just wondered if that was actually the case, or if I'm just looking at the thing wrong.
Well, if you're looking at the table, Kevin, isn't there a $24,000 exemption before that starts in?
I think that's you got to factor.
Yeah.
This is on taxable income. So.
Yeah, you got to factor that. 24 didn't show on the table, Ray, but the income tax is zero on the first 24
for married filing joint.
Right,
married filing joint.
Once you get to the 24, and you make another $100, that next $100 gets taxed at 10%.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And any general statement that's made, any tax law changes don't affect everybody. On average, somebody picked the numbers they wanted to come out with the 3% they wanted to say on the air in general. But in general, if you were to look across the whole board, I've got, for the most part, most of my clients are breaking even, or if they're a business, they're benefiting from this. And then my upper incomers are getting just pounded.
Yeah,
the tax law
anybody
changes.
Who's probably above 250, would you say, Kevin?
Yeah.
It's going to be paying more in income tax.
And if it's a wage, if it's a business, yep, you're going to see some benefit. But if you're just have standard retirement income or a W-2, you're going to...
You're going to get killed
if you're
at 250 and above.
Yeah, if you're making half a mil or more, so...
I guess my target is somebody who's pretty poor. And if you're just barely making over that $24,000 on a married tax return, then there is zero tax break for you folks.
I would say
3%.
Well, actually, on the first 24, you're not paying any.
Yeah, in general,
yeah.
If you never were.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Ray, and you're exactly right. The low income folks who were paying no taxes to start with obviously are not getting a 3% break because they're still paying no taxes.
Yeah, because it's just a wash.
But there is a segment of if you're just slightly out of the low income and maybe just have a little bit of money, a taxable income, your taxes are going to stay the same, or even you may even
pay a little more.
Just a couple bucks just because of the getting rid of the exemptions, instituting the new standard deduction. That whole regiment change will affect some people.
It's the best example I give is kind of like Medicare. If you're on Medicare, the donut hole. Mm-hmm. Even though you're lower income, you end up paying more for prescriptions than somebody who maybe is in a higher income, and it isn't fair, but it's just a glitch in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what's happened here.
Every situation's not the same. You take
somebody
who doesn't make a ton of money and has 10 kids over the age of, we'll go 5 kids over the age of 18 still living at home. They're going to get hit because they don't get the exemptions anymore. And, you know, depending on what their standard deduction and itemized were. So there's always a segment of people who are outside of the norm or the average that this reset of rules is going to change people for the better or worse. And so you're right, Ray. There is some
yeah, there's there. Always going to be somebody in a donut hole or in a niche that's going to not get the break that the average person is. And that's why when you say averages, averages doesn't apply to every single person, because who's average? I mean, you know, and so in this case, the majority of people, though, that we see that are doing their income taxes are going to end up paying a little less this year. But that's well, I, that doesn't
know,
mean
not,
everybody.
The thing that I'm kind of pissed off about is you hear on the news that the tax rate's going down by 3%. And you look at somebody who's in the 27% tax bracket, someone who's making like $200,000, and last year it was 27, and this next filing season it's going to be 24. You look at someone who's made $75,000, last year's tax rate was 15%, this year's is 12%. That's great. But if you find somebody who's got taxable income above the $24,000, another $10,000, last year, they're in the 10% bracket. This year, they're in the 10% bracket. Why didn't they take that this year's 10% bracket and lower it to 7 to follow all the rest of the tax brackets?
I think you need to talk with your congressman.
I want people to know that if they're just over that threshold of the 24,000 or 12,000 single, that there's the president or the tax people did not give them the 3% break. They were excluded from the benefit.
Well, I think the idea is that they're already paying so little or no taxes already that there isn't a need for a tax break there. When you're talking 3% of $100, that's...
3% is 3%. In my book, 3% is 3%.
Well, I guess that's
And the thing is, everybody gets to pay that extra little tidbit.
You're never going to have a perfect tax system, unfortunately, and that's where the politicians need to be communicating and sitting down talking instead of stonewalling. They need to sit down and say, "Hey, how do we iron this out? How do we really make this right for every American, and not just the average, but every American? Because averages do not take care of everybody." They only take care of the people who hit that average number. But, you know, and I don't know of any tax system that's fair. I really don't. I don't think we've ever had one that was totally fair to everybody. But I understand your pain, and I see it with a lot of our retired people. I personally have been saying for years, and I've said on the radio for years, to me, what they ought to do is if you're retired and you paid in 40 years to Social Security and you paid in 40 years to taxes, I really think that if you're retired, the first $50,000 should be tax-free. After that, maybe 10%. But I think Americans who have paid into the tax structure for 40, 50 years get screwed every time. Every time. And it's just that way. Yeah. It's the average working person gets the short end of the stick. And that's because our politicians who go to D.C. haven't got a frickin' clue what you and I live on or how we spend our money. They haven't got a clue because they don't live in the same world you and I do. That's the problem. We put these people in there to pass laws, and they don't live the same life we do.
Well, there was no bones about that this was tax cuts for businesses. That's the main thing surrounding this. And when you have small business owners who are paying 45% of their income in taxes, and on average, we're reducing across the whole board, somebody says 3%. Well, you know, one person's in the 10% bracket on fixed income retirement, and paying very little income taxes, and somebody else is paying 45% and they're creating jobs, so on and so forth. We're not talking apples and apples. You got to see specifically what the tax cuts were for. There have been other individual tax cuts And, you know, I mean, if you want to go through all the details, I mean, there's, it would take a 3-day news show to go over just the details of who benefits in what segments. So, that's kind of the high and the low on that. But thanks for the call, Ray. I think we have to go to our next break, and we will come back with the Knowledge Trust. You're listening to Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
Hello, my name is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so that clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from Mall 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsenlaw.com.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that tax question answered. Call Chuck or Kevin now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Chuck Price and Kevin Stege.
Hey, welcome back to Investing Simplified. Just one quick announcement, and then we're going to get back to our callers. If you write this down, if you got a pencil and paper, write this down. This is a software that we use to help people do retirement planning, and you can do it yourself too. But it's called Make Retirement Simple, and the number 2.com. That's Make Retirement Simple 2.com. It's great software. It's what I use to help with my clients on helping them not outrun their money. Or not outlive their money. We've got Heather on the phone. She's got a tax question. Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. And your question?
Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I got a phone call from an accountant, and it was my ex-husband's accountant, and he said that he has not filed his taxes since 2012. And we were technically married in 2012 and got divorced in 2013. So he's requesting that I file as married with him for 2012. And I don't know what I should do because it's been so long. I have great credit and he's getting, you know, his funds garnished by the IRS. So I don't want to sign anything and then be obligated to a debt.
Did you already file taxes for 2012 or 13 separately?
I did 2013 separately, and I've done it separately ever since. 2012, I didn't file at all because I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't have any income, and I thought that he filed it because we talked about it in divorce court, and I assumed he had done it. But I guess he brought the paperwork to court, had it all filled out, but never actually turned it in.
I see. Well, if I were in your shoes, I mean, there's 100 questions I should probably ask, but in general, I would probably say, don't file jointly with him. Go file your own separate return. You had no income. All you're doing is creating trouble for yourself, and you would be jointly liable for 100% of that, whatever those unpaid taxes are, plus penalties and interest. I would say you want to avoid that with a 10-foot pole if possible.
And that's what I said. I said, I don't want to be liable. And his accountant said, I mean, he's actually very kind and was kind of like, I understand this is a horrible phone call to get.
Yeah.
The IRS hasn't contacted me at all saying you haven't filed for 2012. So I had no idea. He said that garnishing, like they've garnished so much money that it's paid off for 2012. So then I thought if it's paid off, I might not be, you know, there's no problem if they're not garnishing on it anymore. But I guess I'm kind of taking his word at that.
Exactly.
Is there a way to check and see if it's paid off?
I still wouldn't do it. I mean, okay. What do you have to gain for signing jointly? Yes, you're being nice to him. Yes, you're, you know, because he'll probably get a lower tax bill if you file jointly, so on and so forth. But you personally have nothing to gain. You've been separated for 5 years.
A long time. Yeah.
And so all it can do is create trouble for you. Other than not having filed in 2012, you could preemptively file a married filing separate return showing nothing, just so they have something on record. But I hate to say it, but it's probably the best way to go for you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was a surprising phone call. I did not know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
So, and to avoid conflict, I was like, well, I was technically married, but yeah, I have good credit and a good career, and I don't want to screw that up by signing that from so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it may be good to run the situation by somebody who could, you know, take a half hour worth of time and really look at all the details and just really properly advise you on that would probably be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call, Heather.
Good question.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I want to get right back to that software. If you didn't write that down, you need to take a good look at this software because it can help you on your retirement planning. It's called Make Retirement Simple 2.com. And another caller emailed here to us and said the official IRS link for scams on how to prevent it is www.irs.gov/newsroom/tax-ca. I guess for scam. So anyway, that maybe that'll help somebody out there because, look, you just got to be really careful today. There's a lot of people out there who are making it their livelihood to rip you off or me off or all of us off. And so it's just an unfortunate thing that we have this going on in our society, but it's the way it is. So you got to be aware. You got to be aware of what's going on, and you got to be aware of your actions and your transactions you're doing, because today these guys, it's like you said, Kevin, they can call you and it looks like it's an official call, mm-hmm. and it's from somewhere else.
Yeah, it's called spoofing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's going on all the time. Well, I want to get back to this thing about that people do specialized, you know, things. And you can do an evaluation with our Make Retirement Simple 2. .com, you can put in their custom things for you because everybody may have a little bit less money in retirement or more money in retirement, may have a pension plan, may not have a pension plan. But at the end of the day, we're all basically the same. And there's really some fundamentals about investing that really apply to every single person. Number one is, what is your risk tolerance? How much risk can you take? Now, if you're a young guy like Kevin over here, he could probably take a little more volatility, maybe 20-30% decline isn't going to affect him, be a great time for him to put more money in the market. But for older people, you're not going to want to take that risk. You're not going to want to have that 30-40% knockdown with the majority of your portfolio. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have some money for long term. And I'm going to say this there's some other shows on the air. We talk about save money, and they talk about, you know, you can't lose money and yada, 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 and all that good stuff. The problem is most of those portfolios have returned about 3.5%. And 3.5% is about half of what the Dow Jones would return to you. So for a little bit of volatility, you could double your return. And a lot of people get stuck. You can go broke being safe if you think about it.
Inflation.
Inflation. If you'd stuck all your money in money market accounts at the bank over the last 10 years, you know, instead of making 7-10%, you'd have made 20 basis points. Now, that means you're making 100% less every year. Kevin's house, let me get a hold of you.
We're at 503-666-5569 and can be conveniently found at baker-colson.com on the web.
And we're at pfgwm.com at 503-253-3000, located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103 in the Price Finance Group building. And all of you, drive safe out there over the weekend. Be safe. Be courteous in driving. And remember, the person driving the other car has the same safety hazards you have. So be good to each other out there driving. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called Asset Lock. Asset Lock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365, and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers Asset Lock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have Asset Lock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get Asset Lock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Investing Simplified.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000, or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management, Incorporated.